Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and know what's looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Tej, which is one of my favorite romance recommenders in Instagram. Tej, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So what have you been up to since we last spoke?
The fall's been really busy with my family. We had a couple birthdays, my daughter's birthday, my husband's birthday, and then, of course, Halloween and pumpkin farms. I feel like fall's just been really busy with festivities, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. So just busy with the holidays.
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year. I think that's one thing that we take for granted. We just realize the year's like slowing down, and then somehow we get to November, and then it's just like before we know it, it's 2020, you know.
Exactly. Like this morning, my daughter was like, you know, how many days left till Christmas? And there's like, I think a month left till Christmas. So it's going to fly by really quick.
It really is going to fly by really quick. So this is awesome. So today we're chatting all things romance tropes. Now, Tej, what is your go-to romance trope?
So I love enemies to lovers. And I also realized just recently, because I've been reading so many of them, but I also love a good second chance romance too. So, yes. And I didn't think I did because, you know, they've kind of already met and they kind of already have a history, but I love that. I love romance books that have like flashbacks or scenes where they knew each other at a different time of their life and then they're reconnecting. Like I just resonate with that. It really connects me to it, you know? So, and enemies to lovers, you can't go wrong there. I love the hate. I love the hate. And then all of a sudden they realize they love each other, you know? So I love those two. Those two are my favorite.
Yeah. I love enemies to lovers. I love the chemistry and, you know, the fact that they hate each other and somehow they realize like common ground and then they just like fall in love with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the banter and the constant like bickering around it. You're like, okay, this is great.
Yes, you know exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I love it. Like, when romances like make me feel that, you know, that like butterflies in my stomach or the anticipation, or even in enemies to lovers, sometimes, you can feel the hurt between the two also, you know, same thing with the second chance romance, like they can be hurt for whatever reason it might be. And if you just feel it really deeply, you know, and I love that. I love connecting to characters like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like second chance romance. I personally don't like when they hook up in high school and then they see each other like 10 years later. Like, I think
that's No.
I like them when they're like, you know, maybe in the early 20s, you know, they meet each other and something happens and then they no longer see each other and then they come back to each other a few years later, you know, wiser. You know, that like that kind of romance. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I
agree with you.
Yeah. Like, I'm actually reading a second chance romance that's actually, they met in high school, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. I was like, I really don't like these, but it's a serious
Yeah, novel. I don't know. Because that one, the high school one, it's almost like, you know, you're a little too young to fall in love so deeply. So I get that, you know. I like the ones, like you said, the ones where they're a little bit older as well, and maybe, you know, they met somehow in their 20s and they connect, or even the ones that they met like a month or not a month but like maybe like a year ago, and then, you know, the hero ends up being the boss or something, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know you had a one night stand and now here you are, you know? So yeah. Those are always fun too. Because the flashbacks are always fun, you know?
Yeah, I love the flashbacks. And it's like, there was a one night stand, you realize you're never going to get together. And then like the realization, like, oh no, we're meant to be together. So.
Yeah, exactly. So I love those. Those are really fun to read.
Those are awesome. So let's talk about enemies to lovers. What are some books would you recommend that fall into the trope?
Okay, so definitely The Unhoneymooners by Christina Loren. That was one of my first books by them. I think I had maybe read Love and Other Words before that one. But I read this book in a day, like literally a day. And I don't do that too often because with my kids and stuff, it's kind of hard to read a book in a day, but I couldn't stop reading this one. I absolutely loved The Unhoneymooners. It was just such great banter, and you could just feel how much they hated each other, but then you're also kind of wanting them to end up together. So that's definitely a favorite one. And then also The Hating Game by Sally Thorne. That one was, I didn't even know what that was before I started my Instagram account, and everybody, I saw that book, I saw it everywhere. And I was like, what is this Hating Game book that everybody's recommending, you know? And so I got it from the library. Even then, I just kind of waited. I didn't even read it once I got it, like, right away. But once I did, I was like, why did I wait so long to read this book? It was so good. I probably read that one a few times now. It's one of my favorite books. So I love that one. And then Irresistible You by Kate Meader. That's a hockey romance, and I love hockey romances. I know you know that I love hockey romances.
I love hockey romances.
Yeah, Kate Meader has a whole line of hockey romances. This is part of the Chicago Rebels series. This book here, book number one, it was really good. Enemies to lovers. The heroine gets this team, she acquires this team, and she's the owner of the team, and she has to recruit this player, and they just butt heads right from the beginning. But it's just so sexy and sweet. I love that one. That one's a really good one.
I love it. So how about Second Chance Romance?
Second Chance Romance is The Trouble with Love by Lauren Lane. That one is a favorite. I've probably read that one, I don't know how many times. They had a past relationship. They were going to get married, and then some stuff happens, and then they end up working for she works for one magazine company and he works for another one, but they're in the same building. So they see a lot of each other. And just the shared history between the two and the level of angst. I love it. Lauren Lane does it so good. That one's a favorite one. Have you read that one before?
I read that.
Favorites. Yeah.
I love that series. Yeah. The whole Stiletto Oxford series is like one of my favorites. It was my introduction to Lauren Lane. Like, I was like, I hadn't read her before, and then I just read her Stiletto.
Same here.
Gosh, this is so amazing. And then I read most of her backlist. Thanks to this.
Yeah. Same here. So I like, that's what happened is like, I read one and then I realized she had so many others and I just binged them all because I was like, this is wonderful. And I love a series, you know? So, but that one's a really, that was a really good Second Chance Romance. And then Something About You by Julie James. This is part of her FBI series. So she's, the heroine is like she works for the DA, I think. And the hero is an FBI agent and they worked on a case. And some stuff happened and they had a falling out and he kind of blamed her. And then they reconnect because she's helping him with the case, I think, or he's helping her with the case. But that one has a lot of like sexual tension between the two of them. Just a lot of, so it's almost like an enemies to lover and Second Chance Romance because they knew each other, but then when they reconnect, they're not happy to see each other. But there's just a lot of history there. So that's a really good one. Have you read that one by Julie James? It's really good.
I've never read Julie James, so I think I'm going to pick her up.
Oh, she writes some really good stuff. That one's one of my favorites. I think it's like one of her first ones that she wrote too. So this one's a really good one.
Okay.
And then of course, Pucked Off by Helena Hunting. Mm-hmm. That book just like, I don't know, it just kind of killed me a little bit because I was not expecting Lance's story to be so deep. You know, because you see him as, in the Puck series, you see him as this kind of notorious playboy, and you just think he's just having a good time. So I thought going into it, it was just going to be a fun, frilly book, you know, and it turns out that he has a lot of demons, and he used to know this girl when they were younger, and then they reconnect, and it's just so sweet, you know. So this one is one that, I know you talked about, like, not liking it when they were younger. This one is when they were younger, but they didn't really have a relationship, like they're going out for a long time. They just kind of knew each other and then they reconnect. So I thought that was really special. Yeah. I really, 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 this is my favorite one.
Yeah. I really love the Lance story. Like, I was not expecting it to go so in depth mm-hmm. about it. And that was like so good. And I love that he mm-hmm. does pop up in Alive for a Lie and they're like, they're still together and they're still like, they have kids and it's so cute. It's like mm-hmm. you know, all the evolution of the series. I really love the series.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was kind of her intention, was kind of to throw us off a little bit because the rest of the series was, you know, really good. But you get to him and you're just like, whoa, you know, like right from the beginning, I was like, oh my God, like this is not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, it was really good. Expected. It came out of left field, but it was a good left field.
Yeah, it was really good.
So, all right. So what is your least favorite romance trope?
So my least favorite is, I have a hard time with, single parent, romances. So romances where, you know, it's either a mom who, for some, whatever reason, either she's divorced or her husband passed, or it's the father who doesn't have a wife anymore. They fall in love because a lot of times they don't portray the kids really well. You know what I mean? Like the kids are there and then they're just not there anymore and the romance just kind of happens. So I have a hard time with single parent romances, but I feel like if done right, they can be really, really good. Mm-hmm. Like I really love Devil's Daughter by Lisa Kleypas. Have you read that? Yeah, yes. That's a really good one, right? I love that one. The whole like devil series that she wrote was just amazing. And I kind of didn't know what to expect when I went into it, I'll be honest, you know, because I was like, oh, you know, her husband's not there anymore. I think he passed away and she has a son. And I was like, I don't know how they're going to put, you know, the son in with the relationship, but they did a really good job. And I love that book.
Yeah, I love that book. I love that series, actually, because of that series is connected to the Wallflower series. And I know it's mm-hmm. a little controversial, but I love Sebastian Saint Vincent.
Yes.
Yes. And so I love that this is a daughter of it. It's just so connected to that.
Yes. Movie. I'm like making heart eyes right now when you said Sebastian, because I love that. Just like you, I love the whole him, his son, his daughter. I love it all. They're one of my favorite. Like the ones that have a devil in the title, those are like, all, I gave them all 5 stars, I'm pretty sure. I love those books.
Me too.
Yeah, really, really, really good. Yeah.
It was just really, really good. So I was like, I absolutely love it. I binge on Lisa's book on earlier this year, and it was like amazing. But I'm
you got to meet
looking, for a book. Looking for an author to just bring on my backlist.
I know. I still have a lot of her backlist to go through. Every time I go to like a used bookstore, I buy whatever I haven't bought of her. Sometimes I buy duplicates because I don't remember what I have. But anytime I see her, I'm like, I gotta get it if I haven't read it, you know, because she's just amazing. I love her.
She's amazing. Yeah. I really love her Wallflower series. I love the series too. Like they're connected. I really like Dreaming of You. I think that's it. Joe Craven's book. I really like that one. That was a good one. So it's in the all somehow connected in the same world, which was exciting. It's like you know, one character here, and then 10 years later, there's like more information about that character or a supporting character.
Yes.
So that was really
cool. Yeah, I like that she does that she kind of weaves them in there, and then they get their own stories too. That's always fun.
Yeah. So
yeah, I like that.
Awesome. So you love contemporary romance. So what have been some of your favorite books of the year for contemporary romance?
Okay. So a couple that I've read this year, some of them weren't even released this year. They were released a couple years ago, but ones that are new to me. I love The Deal by Elle Kennedy. That was one of my favorite books that I read this year. And I don't do new adult romance very much. I don't really even read a lot of YA. So I didn't know, you know, if I would like it or not, but then we're in that group chat and everybody was like, you know, you're going to like it. So I was like, okay, like I'll give it a try. And I think it's free on Amazon. And so I was like, okay, it doesn't hurt to try it. You know, I'll download it. But I ended up loving that book. I love everything about that book. I love the relationship that the hero and the heroine have with their friends. Just everything about that book is just awesome. The others in the series are good too, but I don't think they're nearly as comparable to that book. So that is definitely a favorite. Mm-hmm. And then Dirty Rowdy Thing by Christina Loren. That's part of her Wild Season series. Yeah. And so same thing. I didn't even know what the series was. And then I ended up, I think like I went to Half Price Books a few times and they had a majority of the series. And so I picked it up and I hadn't read it. It was still on my bookshelf for the longest time. Finally, I read it over the summer and I love this one. I read 3 out of 4 in the series and this one is my favorite so far. So
which one is this one?
This is Harlow and Finn. This is Harlow and Finn's story.
Okay.
Yes. So this is book number 2.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. This is book number 2 in the series. So, you know, they all get married in Las Vegas and then these guys end up getting divorced, but they still kind of can't stop from coming back to each other. They have like a really deep connection and it's just, he's Canadian, she's American, and it's just, you know, it's just really good. I love this one. This was a really, really, really good book. So this was a favorite of mine. Hooking Up by Helena Hunting. That's another favorite one. And this is part of the Shacking Up series. This is I just re-listened to this one, actually. I listened to the audio earlier this month as a reread. Yeah, so this is another one that's really good. And I feel like this one, it has to be read in order. So I feel like you have to read, you don't have to, I know they're standalones, but I feel like you get a better context if you read Shacking Up and then you even read the novella in between, because that sets up the story for Lex and Amelie. But this was definitely a favorite one for me this year. And then also Fix Her Up. I loved Fix Her Up. Did you get a chance to read that one, Laura? I don't remember.
I did. I read it early on. I read it in January and I enjoyed it. Okay. I had some issues with Fix Her Up. But I read the second book in the series. I just had issues with the baby girl. Like that totally irked
me. The baby girl.
Yeah, but I love the story. I love Travis. Like I love the whole, you know, will they, won't they? And now she's trying to be fake dating. That was really cute. So I really like this one.
Yeah. So this one I got as a galley on NetGalley, and I, you know, you saw the cover and it looks super cute. And I don't think I had really read a Tessa Bailey book before this one, so I was expecting like a cutesy, fluffy romance.
Yeah.
And then you read it, and it's just so steamy, right? And I was like, oh my God, where has this author been? Like all my life. I loved it. I just loved it. I think I read it. I remember I read it like right before I was going to go into work, and I ended up like reading it every chance I got, like on break, on lunch, when I got home. It's just, I couldn't stop reading it. So I think it just took me by surprise because I wasn't expecting what the cover portrays, you know? So, it was really good. And then also we talked about the Pup series. I loved the whole Pup series, all of it. I binge read it this summer. I actually listened to it on Audible Escape. I pretty much listened to all of them on Audible Escape, and I loved it. I would definitely recommend that series by Helena Hunting. If you want raunchy jokes and over the, you know, over the top humor, but with a lot of, you know, sweet and sexy. It's really good. And then of course the Friend Zone. And I just read the Happy Ever After playlist. I just got a chance to read an arc of that one too, which is book number two in that series. So that one, I know there was a lot of hype when that one came out, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I thought maybe it was a little bit hyped up, but it wasn't really. And Abby's just, she's an awesome debut author. She just really knows her stuff, you know? So I really liked that one. And then another one that kind of took me by surprise was Tomboy by Avery Flynn. Once again, it's a hockey romance, kind of, you know, enemies to lovers, kind of. Just a lot of witty banter, tons of explosive chemistry. I just love that one. That's probably my favorite out of that whole series. I really, really like that one. And then back to Lauren Lane, the whole 21 Wall Street series, I loved it right from the beginning. I thought it was definitely different than what she had done before, and it just totally captured me. All of them. I love every single one of those books in that series. So those are a few of my favorites. I know I kind of went off, but I love all of these books.
I love it. I love the 21 Wall Street series. I was, like, so happy that there was going to be a book three in the series, because at one point there wasn't going to be one, and I was like, no, there must be a book for Kennedy. So I was so happy.
Yes.
I really love that series. She has
a And we need Jared's story.
Yeah, she said that she's not ready to write it. I don't know how.
I know. I saw that, and I was a little bit bummed about that. But then again, I'm not a writer. I'm not an author. I don't know how difficult that process is. So she's probably just taking her time and waiting for the right muse to come along to write that book. Mm-hmm. You know, I love her. She's amazing. She's one of my favorite authors. So I will wait however long it takes for her to write Jared's book. I'm okay with that.
That sounds good. Yeah. Have you read her new series, not the Central Park, the new series that's coming up in March?
Yes.
The galley?
Yes, I do. I have a galley of the newest one. I haven't, it's called, right here, Yours in Scandal. So I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I'm kind of waiting a little bit because I want to, do want to read it. But I know anytime I read anything with her, I read it in like a day or two and I'm done. So I'm like, I'm just waiting because I want to savor that one a little bit. So I am going to read it. Have you read it already?
Yeah, so I have read Mad at Work and Madison Avenue, but I read her new series, and it's so good. It's like, I think I was disappointed in the Central Park series because it was like, it's not me. It's just like, it's more friendship, less romance. Mm-hmm. And then the new series is like, go back to your roots where there's like intense romance, chemistry, banter, just kind of like steamy sections. It's like so good. So yeah, that was like so
good.
So.
Yes, I know. I know that it was branded a little bit differently. I think she was even maybe a little bit disappointed that they were saying that it's women's fiction and she wanted it to be romance, you know, the Central Park Pack series. I did read the latest one and I really, really, really liked it. The Marriage on Madison Avenue. Yeah, because that that's like a, you know, a friend to lovers with a fake relationship trope. And I love that trope too. That's a favorite one. So that one I really, really, really enjoyed. So I don't, if you have the galley, you know, you might like it or if you want to wait for it to come out. But I enjoyed that one. I did like it.
Okay. I'm going to read it this week. So that will be exciting.
I think you'll like it. It's good.
Yeah. I think a part of me is just like favoring like their authors that I love. And just like I read them one or two days. And so I try to savor way till the very last minute to read the books and be like, okay, you know, knowing that there's not going to be another new book coming up until like 6 months or a year. And you're like, oh my God.
And that's kind of what I'm doing with Tessa Bailey's Love Her a Loser too, because I've seen people that have read it and have the reviews, but I'm like, I'm just savoring it because I know I'll probably read it way too fast. And so I'm going to wait. And then I know I'm going to read it super fast. I'm just going to binge it so hard. So I'm just waiting a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I'm waiting for that one. That's probably going to be a December read for me.
But yes. I'm like, same here.
Wait.
I'm going to wait to read it.
Yeah, maybe we should both read it together.
Yeah, we should, definitely. Let me know when you plan on it, and we can do that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So, since you did last show, which two books do you read that you recommend?
Since the last time we chatted, I definitely recommend Nancuffed by Serena Bowen and Tanya Eby. I had never read this combo before. I've read Serena Bowen with Elle Kennedy before, but I hadn't read any of her Tanya Eby books. And I happened to get an arc of this one, and it was so good. I was laughing, but it was really sweet at the same time, and it was really sexy, of course, with Serena Bowen. But it's this girl, and she kind of doesn't know what she wants to do with her life right now. And she meets a cop at a bar. She's working at a bar, and she thinks that he's a stripper, and so she starts to take his clothes off, but he ends up being a cop. And then they end up being neighbors. Yeah, they end up being neighbors. And it's just hilarious because he's kind of a little bit of a man whore. You know, he's not ready to settle down, and he always has different girls coming and going. And she's a neighbor, and she can hear everything, if you know what I mean. And so she's just like, what is this guy about? You know? And then they end up just forming this, this friendship, and then it turns into something more. And it's just really sweet. It's really, really, really good. I love that one. So that was a really good one that I read since we last talked. I also read The Bromance Book Club, which is going around everywhere right now. I'm sure you've seen it all over Instagram. But it was really good. I didn't know what to expect because you don't see a lot of books written with a husband and a wife or a marriage. So I wasn't quite sure what to expect with this one, but it had me laughing out loud a lot. I was laughing so hard. But at the same time, it's very relatable. I don't know, Laura, if it was relatable to everybody or maybe it's just people who are married. I don't know, you know, because I really related to it, and it just, it made my heart hurt for the couple. But at the same time, it was really funny. So I thought it was a really good book. And then have you read it yet or not yet?
Yes, I did. I read it. I loved it. Yeah. I loved the commentary. I loved the fact that merch was not as easy. It's just the fixing it up, like by doing grand gesture. Like they actually worked through things, and it was actually a really good book.
Mm-hmm. Really good book that talks about communicating on both sides, you know, a marriage or even not even necessarily a marriage, but a relationship is not always one-sided. You know, you have to give, and it gets hard the longer you are married. You know, any relationship is like that. And so I really appreciated the fact that that was put in the book. You know, it was discussed that it wasn't all one-sided, and both of them made mistakes, and they had to own up to that. So I really, really enjoyed that one. I also really liked Handle with Care. That was in August, I believe, is when that one was last released. But that one was a really good book. It was so funny and hilarious and, you know, usual Helena Hunting brand of humor. So that one was a really, really good one that I really enjoyed.
What about you?
Yeah, what books have you read?
So I've been reading some Christmas books. I read Christmas from the Heart, which is a Harlequin book. It's like a Scrooge, kind of Scrooge retelling. You know, a guy who doesn't want to give money, and then he meets a girl, and then he fakes his identity, and then they realize that like they love each other. It's not themey. It's a cute little Christmas book, so that was good.
Yeah.
I read Mermaid Inn by Jenny Holiday, which is Jenny
Holiday's
series, and it's so good. It's set in the lake.
I just got it. I got the arc of it. I'm so excited to read it.
Yeah, it's set in the lake. There's a lot of mermaid references, but it's so cute. It's set in Transformers, so you might enjoy it. It's themey, but it's not that themey. It's like, like the characters, like it's a quirky, reminds me of Dreamer Girls, set in Canada. So that was really good.
I like I like Jenny Holiday's writing.
Yeah, I like Jenny Holiday's writing. I read her Bridesmaid series this year, and it was so good. If you haven't read that one, that's a really good series. I love the third book in the series.
I read one, but I got to go back and read the other two in the series. And I know I'll love them. I just haven't had a chance to read it yet, but she's really great.
She's really great. And then I read A Girl Like Her by Tally Hibbert. And it's so good. It's actually It's a small town series. They're neighbors. They're not supposed to like each other, but they kind of like each other. The neighbor just infiltrates and basically just start cooking for her. And she's like, I want you to cook for me. And then just like for the rest of that way. So it was like, he just showed up one day and he's like, I'll start cooking for you. So they start cooking and they start meeting each other. And it's really good. I heard the rest of the series is really good. So I think I want to continue reading them, but that was a really good book to read. I wanted to read her backlist after reading Chloe Brown. So.
Yes, exactly. I need to get on that too, because Chloe Brown just kind of blew me away. You know, I wasn't expecting to love that book so much, and I really did. Everything about that book, it's just her writing is like so good, you know? She just is really good with words.
She's really good with words. So this is really cool. So what books are your TBR?
Like we talked about, I want to read Love Her or Lose Her by Tessa Bailey, definitely before the year is over. I just finished Marriage on Madison Avenue, like literally this weekend. I started it and just finished it. So that was on my TBR, but now I'm already finished with it. I have an arc of Love Lettering by Kate Claiborne, and I really, really want to read that one. Yeah, so that's definitely on my to be read pile. And then I have Worst Best Man by Mia Sosa, and I've never read anything by her, but the premise just sounds so good. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that one. And then I also have a Christmas book. You reminded me of Christmas books. I have Christmas with a Cowboy I believe it's by Carolyn Brown. Yeah, Carolyn Brown. So I have that one that I've been waiting to read because I want to read it closer to the holidays. That one's already out. So I'm really excited to read that one as well. What about you? What do you have on your TBR?
So I want to give you an update. So Worst Best Man is really good. So that book
is it? Yay! Yeah,
it's like enemies to lovers / they work together. It's a close proximity. And then like, oh my God, just one bet. So it was steamy. So it's really good. It was actually, I was surprised with that book.
Yay! And the cover's so cute.
The cover's so cute. I don't know. I like all those cutesy covers. I know people are. It's kind of
me too.
But I like the cutesy covers. They just make me want to buy
them. I do. I know. That cover's super cute. I love that one.
Yeah. So this week I'm reading Ronnie Lauren's The Ones That Got Away. So that's the book that I started today. So there are four books in the series, and it's about, there was a tragic event that happened when they were in high school and they're coming together. After that, there's a documentary, and the first book is Second Chance Romance. And the way I just started, so he went to prom with one girl, but he was dating secretly I think her dad was a lawnmower, like who mowed the lawn at his house. So she was like the wrong side of the tracks kind of like relationship. Like she was just right there. So I had how they're going to overcome this, but it's a second chance romance. So I'm reading that one because I have the fourth book coming out at the end of the year. So I want to read the four of them to have the arc. But it seems like a good series. It has good reviews, and it was like $1.99. So who can beat $1.99?
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've ever read anything by Ronnie Lauren.
Yeah, I haven't read either, but it's a really good thing. So I got four books to read. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's probably going to be my week, I think, for right now.
Yeah.
So
I know. Like I said, I have like really high ambitions, but like I said, it's just really busy from now until the end of the year. So I don't know how much reading I'm really going to get to, but I'm going to try to read those books.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, it's going to happen. I'm going to read the book. So So thank you, Tash, for being on the show. I love your book recommendations.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura. I can't wait to come back again.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.